You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Let's hook into some football news right now. Sydney FC have Central Coast tomorrow at Allianz Stadium in Sydney. And I'm pleased to say that Sydney's Ryan Grant is on the line. Ryan, thanks for your time. Welcome back to the program.
G'day, yeah, thanks for having me.
Are you becoming a regular? Are you sliding into the SEN? Have you got your access pass into the building yet?
Oh, I think I'm still waiting on it. I'm trying to get on the payroll also. Obviously, I'm on the show quite a lot, but no, I love having a chat, so it's all good.
It's great to have you again, mate. It's a big one, isn't it, tomorrow against the Mariners at a critical time. Obviously, they're second, you're eighth. How's the focus heading into this?
Yeah, I think, obviously, they're second, we're eighth. The way you've sort of said it, it seems like it's a pretty big difference, but I think it's only a matter of 6 points. I might be a little bit wrong with that, but I think it's still very tight, so we're still very confident. Whoever we sort of play, we know we can outdo them on the day as long as we show up. And I think at the moment it's just about consistency. So we're quietly confident we can go in. We know they're a very good team. They play some good footy, but we're quite confident we can beat anyone on our day.
We spoke last week, Ryan, about shoring up that defence and about the pressure that your coach, Steve Corica, was under. And a lot of that obviously vanishes every time you get a victory. So has there been any change that you've noticed or any focus that you've noticed that's different since this time last week heading into this match?
I think the big thing you sort of notice after a big win like last week was just the confidence. We're a pretty confident group. We know what we can do as players and as a team. So that doesn't waver. But I think after a win, there's sort of a bit more of a positive vibe around the place. And I think that's the main difference. But like I said, we're confident. We know we can beat any team on our day. And we've shown that a few times this year. It's just a matter of doing it week in, week out now. So we want to obviously win to do well as a team. But we love Bimby and or Steve, as everyone knows him. But, we want him to stay around. So if winning means keeping him around, then obviously that's what we're going to do. But first and foremost, we want to get Sydney FC back to the top of the table where we've been for so many years.
There's a fair bit of news around the world of football, and obviously Graham Arnold signing throughout the weeks, you know, top of the tree. And you've had so much to do under Arnie. He was the man that gave you your Socceroos debut and a whole stack of stuff underneath him and a whole stack of successful stuff underneath him as well. So how did you react to that news that he's going to be there for the next 4 years?
Yeah, obviously it's great. I think great for himself and great for the national team. I think he had obviously a lot of doubters going into the qualifiers for the World Cup, but he proved everyone wrong and shown how good of a coach he was on the biggest stage. So I think that's where it's most important, and he's gone and done that. So to do what he's done with that group, and obviously, like you said, I know him quite well. I've had a lot to do with him. I know how good he is as a coach, and I think he definitely deserves to be the Socceroos coach if he chose to, and obviously he has. So, I think it's a win-win for everybody involved.
How important is it? We spoke about this when it came out, the news that it's not only the Socceroos job that he's got, but it's overseeing the other levels of Australian representation. From a player's perspective, mate, when you're coming through the system, you go from being a young bloke representing your nation into the biggest stage of all at the Socceroos. How important is it from your perspective, say, knowing that somebody is overseeing it and there's, I guess, a common goal?
Yeah, I think it's super important. I think in having an Australian coach the Australian team, I know it obviously sounds silly when you put it like that, but obviously he's across all the age groups and across the board, and he obviously knows the A-League very well, so he knows all the youngsters coming through. So I think overall, Arnie overseeing everything is obviously going to be a positive. You can see the amount of players he's brought through that came through the under-20s, the under-23s in the last 18 months, and then obviously into that World Cup squad. So Having someone that's across it all, like you said, I think is obviously very positive and is going to make a big difference for Australian football going forward.
And just some news around Sydney FC. So Patrick Yazbek's get to get a record transfer fee for Sydney FC because he's heading off to Viking, the Norwegian side, at the age of just 20. How far can he go?
Yeah, I think Yazzie's got a big future ahead. I think he's already played close to 50 games for Sydney at the age of 20. So that in itself just shows what he can do. But yeah, obviously very deserved move. It'd be good to see him go. Obviously, it's a big loss for the squad. But yeah, at Sydney FC, we want to sort of push those youngsters into Europe if they get their opportunity. And I think that's a great stepping stone for him to go to the Vikings and then hopefully onwards and upwards from there. But yeah, very excited for Yaz and hopefully he can really push on.
And from Norway to Denmark, Joel King's back after his stint over there. Is he ready to go against the Mariners?
I doubt it. I think he got in either yesterday or today. So I highly doubt he'll be involved. But just to have him back in the squad is great. Obviously, he was at Sydney for a number of years and came through the academy and went overseas, which was obviously nice, but yeah, he wants to play a bit of football, so he's come back to home and what he knows, and I'm sure he'll be straight back into the swing of things as soon as he's back into training. So yeah, it's great to have Kingy back.
It's a big one, Ryan. Thanks for your time. Best of luck against the Mariners tomorrow.
Thank you, mate. Appreciate it.
Ryan Grant there. We'll probably speak again next week. He's a talent. Very, very good with his time. Football's here with $40 family passes available to the Isuzu Ute A-League. Men and T's and C's apply.